Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Lily, I'm just waving right now. I'm trying to get them to wave back at me. This portal is so awesome. Such good vibes and happiness out here today in Love Park, Philadelphia.
Yay!
Awesome.
Coming down the stretch here on The Week in Philly, and the portal has come to Philadelphia. I bet you have questions. I do, too. For answers, let's bring in KYW's John McDevitt. John, what exactly is the portal?
Well, Matt, it's a high-tech art installation, and the goal is to unite cities around the world through a live stream. It was launched this week in Philadelphia. It is a giant lens-like circular object that you stand in front of. People can see you, and then every 3 minutes, it changes to different cities. The live stream will rotate every 3 minutes and connect Philly's portal with identical ones in Vilnius, Lithuania, then Lublin, Poland, and Dublin, Ireland.
Where is it exactly in the city right now?
Yeah, it's in Love Park. The people in front of the sculpture, your backdrop would be City Hall and the other art installations in the park.
It looks like a portal in a science fiction movie.
It does.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. And you can't see yourself. They can see you. You can see them, but you can't see yourself. It's really cool. I mean, there's a lot of great reaction to it.
To that point, you were down there. What are people saying?
So it went live at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. The first city up to bat was Dublin, Ireland, and people just went crazy. There were a couple hundred people there and people doing the Macarena. They were trying to get the people on the other side to wave. They were doing little dances, and then the other side would mimic them. People were writing messages down. There's no audio, so this is all visual. There was one gentleman there who his sister was in Dublin, and he was in Philadelphia and was able to wave to her. How they coordinated that, I'm not quite certain.
So what is the over-under? How long are we giving until somebody does something they shouldn't and this thing's in the headlines for all the wrong reasons?
Right. Well, this was relocated from New York City. This is the only U.S. city now that has this portal. More cities are coming on board. They will be in the near future. And there have been issues with flashing and other things. Chris Birkenstam is from Bucks County and a Temple student.
I hope that we can realize through these portals that we're all just humans. We all do the same things. Every single day we all wake up, go to work, go to sleep. And this portal is just a little bit of a fun way for us to connect across the globe. So I don't really care what they see about Philadelphia specifically. I think conceptually this is just such a great thing.
You know, it's a project. It's an art installation. I guess you'd go with the flow. One thing I want to point out was that there's a crack in it also. And that there was some concern whether that would delay the launch here in Philly. But I found out that the crack developed after it was installed. People were wondering, oh, you can't have anything nice in Philadelphia, vandalism. But no, that wasn't the case.
And hey, the Liberty Bell's got a crack, right?
Well, they brought that up. They brought that up and they tied that in. And also, this is also the 250th anniversary is coming up of America. And there's a big celebration, as we know, in 2026. The people behind that were saying, you know, why don't we showcase Philadelphia now? They're rolling out the red carpet early to get people to come visit Philadelphia.
How long will it be here?
We're hearing until November. Then it will be relocated. And as more come on board, more of these portals come on board, you know, they'll probably move them around. But we don't know after November where it will go. But we're hoping indeed it will be in Philadelphia.
All right. Thank you very much, John. That's KYW's John McDevitt. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Sabrina Boyd Circa and Brian Seltzer. My name is Matt Leon. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.